Motivation, at least for me, was to have a larger code base to hammer on the TL9 core to look in what state it really is. Some notes in front. TL1A is special. Perhaps we had some things that you won't find in your code base. It has lots of package index files and lots of package require TL8.435 something. So TL1A has the scripted parts. It had also some packages in it using critical. Critical will be something I'll also tackle, but it isn't tackled at the moment. Most packages in TL1A, not all, but the minority, has some test suites. The coverage differs, but at least there are test suites. This is, on the one hand, really helpful. On the other hand, there is some migration noise by test constraints and changed expectations. So, okay. Status at the moment, I've started this work in June during a holiday. Obviously, I didn't know something better and started this. At the moment, the code in the branch TL9 test area ID, all the test suites of the different models run without errors with TL8.5, 8.6, 9 on Linux. It is far from being finished. It's still a work in progress. So one thing is that some tilde changes work has to be done. It started, but it isn't finished. Built-in installation tests, testing on Windows and Mac. After that is done, a closer look at the core with running all the stuff under Walgreens. This is the hammer on TL9 core part. There is one major decision to be made. This is what will be the default I/O profile in TL9. So if the default for I/O will be mode strict, means if there are invalid byte sequences in your files or something else, will this raise error or will this not raise error? Will compatibility profile chosen? If this decision is made, then perhaps there's another review to do. And I discussed with Andreas yesterday, and he's the master of TL1A, chief of the thing. Maybe we invent some compatibility package to smooth some aspects of porting code to TL9. That's things to think over and decide. Okay, as long as I have your attention, I'm coming to findings in front. Well, my impression from doing the work so far is there are typically little, if any, changes needed on script level. In contrast, most binary extensions have to be touched for porting to TL9 because of CRP changes. CRP changes in important, often used RP functions as TL get string from object. So I think most, but the most trivial extensions will be touched. From my impression, most script code will run unchanged minus relatively changes as package require 8.5 minus. A lot of the needed real changes are easy to spot and fix. But on the other side, there are, in a larger code base, some places that are perhaps not so easy to spot and maybe tricky to find and sometimes even tricky to fix. If you want to port a code base, well, if it's your code base, then you perhaps know it, and this will be helpful. We come to this perhaps later. I was not so familiar with TickleLib and all the 130 plus modules, so for me it was more something like a legacy code base. Legacy code bases are typically not touched for years, and the knowledge is gone. Everybody knows it's working, but nobody knows how. That may be a challenge, perhaps. So what you will help are such working reports, as I do at the moment, so you will see the kind of problems that may arise for your case also. And as far as Article 9 core proved to be robust, I didn't found one single problem accounted in the Article 9 core so far. Okay, let's go to the stuff and start with the packaging system, obvious things. If you put the module directory of the TickleLib into the autopath of your Tickle 9 interpreter, the Tickle 9 interpreter won't even see a single package because of the package file satisfies in the package index files, which means take any Tickle 8 version starting from 4 or 5 or 6 during the 8 series, but then stop. So since the Tickle 9 interpreter isn't a Tickle 8 interpreter, all that packages are not recognized. So what I did as first step was to go through all these package index Tickle files and change that. And also the source files itself typically has have a package required Tickle 8.5. You also have to change this. These are simple changes, but in case of TickleLib, really a lot of changes, which is a problem because the diff from the current state and to that what I did has a lot of uninteresting noise, and the real stuff are somewhere in between the interesting stuff. There should be a discussion how you do this. If you write package require Tickle 8.5 minus, this means I need at least Tickle 8.5, and then I accept everything unbound. I accept Tickle 9, Tickle 10, Tickle 11. This is a claim that can't be true. Nobody knows how Tickle 10 or Tickle 11 will be. The real thing would be to write require 8.5 minus 9. So this is this what the truth. We need to discuss this. If there will be ever Tickle 10, then somebody have to touch every place I had to touch for this process and touch it again, making again the diff noisy. We will see. But this is the obvious thing to start. After that was done, I simply run the test suite. Andreas had invented long ago some infrastructure which is helpful to run all the tests in the TickleLib packages. And then I studied the results, looked at one test, failing test results after the other, identified what was the change resulting in that test case. And then with that, I looked by grabbing or something else through all the files to identify as much or all spots of this certain thing in the code base. Okay, let's start with some really easy things. There is no magic tickle precision variable anymore. This is a simple one. If you can just remove it, it hasn't any sense since tickle 8.5, in fact. So there is no problem in just removing it. Another thing is that the string subcommand byte length is gone in tickle 9. Also an easy one, grep for a string byte length in your code base. And if you need it at a place, then there is a more or less simple replacement. You see it there. Another thing that may be a bit more tricky is that in tickle 9, underscore is allowed in integers, as shown here. The intention of the tip is to make numbers in the code more readable, so by grouping in three number groups or something else. So this can be a problem. Imagine a tool that takes an argument and use that argument to call some other extension, some other utility tool, and that utility tool expect an integer. You have a string is integer check for the argument given to your tickle script. With tickle 9, it will say true to such a thing. But if you feed that then to the external utility, well, boom. So you have to look at that spots. If this all is inside tickle, there is no problem. Tickle will work with this. So if you put such a number into an expression command, works as intended. So, but you have to go through and look what is done with this integer checked by string is integer. Another obvious thing is variable resolution. I noted the tip numbers also, so if you want to have a deeper look at that stuff. So everywhere the tip number is noted. Variable resolution. If you have in a proc in a namespace, if you reference a variable that isn't in scope, in tickle 8, that variable was resolved on global level. So there's a simple example. There were quite a few of these things. So the first code is the tickle 8 version in a namespace proc. That worked because tickle platform was not local known at this place. So he looked up the global one. In tickle 9, you have to explicitly prefix that. This is a simple one. Some of that variable resolution problems are simple ones. Your code will blow up, and you get the not resolved variable in your error message. But there are cases in which this is tricky. But I have to speed up. If you want to know what tricky cases may happen, ask me. Obvious things more. Tilde isn't special at the start of a file path anymore. So I forgot to say one thing. All that things I presentate here as obvious things, and there come some not so obvious things later, in fact, really happened while working through the tickle lib. This one is the single exception. This, none of the tests popped up because of the change of the tilde semantics. But it's there in the code. It's easy to grab, or it's possible to grab. And this has to be finalized, what is done. At the moment, if your code will, should, must run with 8.56 and 9 together, you need, at the moment, such a if-then construct at dead places. Tilde isn't special anymore. There are more obvious things. You may heard about Octal is dead, or the Octal must be die. It died for Tickle 9. At first glance, this is an easy one. You may grab for octal numbers and make them explicit with the known octal notation. I gave an example. But this is just the surface of the thing and the problem here. We have some not so obvious things. One change, one consequence of the octal diet thing is the string is integer changed. I gave the example here. This is perhaps not often a problem, but indeed, in fact, it was at some place in the tickle lib was this a problem. Another thing just to note is that error dict changes as what you get from a catch. This is no big surprise. This, in fact, happens also between minor version changes. It's just that I have noted this. But we have more not so obvious things. Binary scan and binary encode now raises error on non-bytes. I gave an example here. You may think this is theory, but in fact it isn't. Some examples, it happens two or three times. If you want to get a random stream of bytes from the random device under Linux, it was opened not in binary mode. It worked on Tickle 8. It will blow up, most probably, depending on what comes from the random source. So just add an B for open in binary mode, and you're done. But just to tell it you. Another somewhat hidden thing is that the expression function int changed in Tickle 9. It does not trunk anymore the number. There was a hard to catch problem in Tickle lib supporting code, I think, where instead of the code did what it should, it runs endless. And it wasn't easy to spot, so let me note it. Well, the octal is dead problems are not at the end. Look at the different results of file attribute name permissions. So this is mostly not critical, because if you use that octal result from the file attribute call, inside of Tickle, that octal notation is everywhere recognized. It popped up as a failure at one place in the tar package. The tar package wanted to write a tar header. The tar header had octal notation of the file permissions. It was just written down, and this blow up if it's not two zeros in front. So because this, the result of this change. Two slides. But more, octal is dead. If you format a number with percent O, the result does not start with 0O. It's just the octal number. This may be critical. If it's easy to grab for percent O or the format, yeah, grab for percent O and look at the places. If you use that result of that format inside of Tickle, you perhaps better prefix it with this standard prefix. There is even more such tricks. I have to rush. look it up in the presentation. There is not, again, one minor thing in from tickle 8 to tickle 9. I was surprised that this, in fact, popped up in the tickle lip, this thing. That was a piece of code in the NCGA module doing a mapping while doing URL encoding. And in that place, this map, close colon, happened, and this will pop up in your face. The important thing at this place is to remember, if you get an error message, invalid character and error index, then this is this. Okay, finish. Questions. Sorry, I took too long.
So, Rolf, I really appreciate your work. I could listen for hours. So, my comment first is we cleaned up Tickle. Any error, or what is today seen as error, falls on our foot today. And Rolf has spotted all that, so thank you a lot for that. First question by question machine Andreas.
Hello. First thing is, I apparently missed why the error dict changed. In what way is it some where fields added or removed? Or I did not notice that the error dict would change in ticker 9. That was one question, and so I'll have another one.
I pick you out the test case that demonstrates this. No problem. Okay. Come to me.
And the other it's thing
it was in a list, some list command. In a test, there was a test testing some list stuff, and the test tested for the error dict, and the error dict changed.
Okay. Okay. So well, I'll have myself.
There's no general change.
There's no general change. Just for some special error case. Some special error case had this error dict in tickle 8 and another error dict in tickle 9. Not general. So
it's
just
not
it happens.
The keys in the dict change the name. It's just
No. Okay. Just for special errors, the dict changed.
And the other thing is, yesterday at the Come Together, you asked me about whether it was my change. I think the 465
drinks. I think it was your.
I think it was my suggestion, yes.
You are guilty.
Okay. Sorry, we have to speed up a bit. Any other short questions? Anybody, Harry? So thanks a lot for the work.